Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, every one of you. The word of God says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody out there that can say, because his loving kindness is better than life, you will praise them, and with your lips will you bless his name? We are here tonight for another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I am so glad that you are here to join me on this evening. I'm excited about what we're going to do tonight, because I really, really, really want to just connect with what we have been doing all year. If you have been joining us, we have been reading the Word of God every day with the plan, and the goal is to read the Bible in a year and to get 1,000 people to read the Bible with us in a year. And I just wanted to encourage everybody that is reading it to stay, keep going. The book of Job is giving me life, and I pray that it is giving you life as well. And so tonight, let me say this. For those that haven't been with us and you're just hearing about it, I want to encourage you. You can go to our website, www.graceteachingcenter.org. You can go to the website again. That's www.graceteachingcenter.org. And you can find the Name of God calendar, where we're reading the Bible through the year in the calendar. You can also get a Name of God for every day and a statement declaring what the Bible says, who the Bible says you are every day of the year. And so I just want to encourage those that aren't doing it to do it. Those that are doing it with us, keep going. And so what I want to do tonight is just provide an entire, not a whole hour, but a half an hour devoted just to time of meditation this evening, the time of meditation. And for some of you, you may go ahead and grab the Word of God. You may get the notes from the sermon on this afternoon if you went to church, and I pray that you did and enjoyed yourself in worship on this evening or this afternoon. Or you may just need an opportunity and want to take this opportunity to pray. I invite you to do so. And so in times past, I've only given about 15, 20 minutes, and then we have just gone into some worship music or even a word of encouragement. But tonight, I want to make sure that I give each and every one of you an opportunity to spend time in his word and meditation on his word, just kind of chewing it and thinking about it and analyzing it and soaking up the very letters that are on the page and the very love letter that God has written unto you for your edification as well as for your guidance and salvation. And so let us this evening just prepare our hearts and go right into meditation, go right into our word. So if you are ready, amen, I invite you to just grab your word, get your comfortable space, and let us go before the Lord first in prayer. Our Father, our kind Savior, we glorify thee and thee alone. We set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth, O God, and we bless you, and we thank you, God, that even now you are meeting us where we are. I pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, God, that has stopped, Lord God, stopped what they are doing in this moment just to bask in your glory, to soak in your presence, and to hear from you. God, I pray that you speak to us face to face on this evening. God, I pray that you come into every situation, every circumstance, oh God, however blessed or horrendous it is, and show yourself strong and mighty. And for that, I say thank you. We reverence you, we worship you, and we glorify you. Now, may your word be revealed. May your word be illuminated, God, as we spend time in it for the next 30 minutes, just sowing the seed for the time that we will spend in your word for the rest of our lives. And so, God, we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us spend time now in his word. This is Tehillah Worship. Thank you. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. This is Tehillah worship.
When true worshipers worship Him, these are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men. This is
broken.
sitting praying. And this is an everyday time to and worship our Lord and our King. Amen. Amen. You all are with me tonight. I pray you're with me tonight on this episode of Tehillah Worship. I got something that I want to do. I want to take it back a little bit. So will you go back with me a little bit? Maybe the 80s, 70s. I think this is the 80s. I want you all to go back with me. And if you're a worshiper, you don't have a problem saying hallelujah. Any problems. This is
the Bible
worship.
Says that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Bring all things to your remembrance. And I remember how when the Lord saved me, he put one word deep in my members. He put the word hallelujah. And as I kept walking with the Lord and walking with him and walking with him and walking with him, I learned that a few trials could come, a few things to come that put me off course, a few things that knock me down sometimes. But he taught me how to say that same hallelujah anyhow. Oh, yeah. And for your inspiration tonight, if you're going through something, take it home with you. Put it in your heart. Hallelujah. In the heart. In the heart. Hallelujah. In the heart. In the heart. Lord, you taught me to say hallelujah. Anyhow, anyhow. I can still say hallelujah. Anyhow, anyhow. I'm glad, Lord, you taught me to say
hallelujah.
You put it down in my soul.
Anyhow.
I'll never forget it.
Hallelujah.
Anyhow.
Anyhow.
For my trouble. In my trials and my affliction. When I'm happy through my nature,
hallelujah.
I've learned how to say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyhow.
How your day is going to go tomorrow, because it's Monday, they are notoriously horrible. It's a good day to say hallelujah anyhow. And I pray that you have been edified. I pray that you have been encouraged just by that song. And I pray that it puts a hallelujah on your lips, in your belly. Go to bed saying hallelujah tonight. Wake up in the morning singing hallelujah to Mama. Well, we have come to the end of another episode of the Healing Worship. To do to create an atmosphere for you to meditate on the Word of God, to send out worshiping holy in His marvelous name. I am your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and again, it has been my to be to God, if you will. And so I pray that you have enjoyed yourself. I pray that you have enjoyed the time in the Word and in the worship. And I pray that you come back next week, same time, same station. And I pray that I will be here with you. So on that, I want to send you off with this song right here. Why don't you spend some time continually communing with God? This is Tehillah Worship. God bless you and good night.
Come fill us with
closer to your heart. Draw us, draw us, closer to your heart. Draw us. Melodies of your heart to the Father.
Draw.